This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Troops head to the border, but first the big one, finally. The Texas gunman who killed five people caught after this massive manhunt. How did that go down? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Boy, a lot of people across the country were talking about this. And that's what this show is about, the no drone zone. We're not talking about the same old, and we're talking about what makes your neighborhood, my neighborhood, probably tick in the same direction. And I know everywhere I went, people were just aghast at what happened in Texas, and they wanted to see what happened with this 38-year-old who was eluding capture since Friday. So here's what happened. Francisco Oropeza, the 38-year-old I just mentioned, arrested in Montgomery County, Texas. He was hiding in a closet, so he was charged with five counts of murder, booked into that Montgomery County jail. He was arrested by task force agents in that city of Cut and Shoot. That really is the name of the city, Cut and Shoot. And he's going to be transported back to San Jacinto County Jail and held on $5 million bond. And it was in a closet. That's where he was, underneath some laundry. So the FBI assistant in charge, Jimmy Paul, said the tip was received through the FBI's tip line at about 5:15, and the arrest was made at 6:30. So they set up these lines, and they were really pushing any information, anything, you know. His face was everywhere. So that arrest was a big relief, I think, to that whole area. And as was said at this news conference they held, he's behind bars and he's going to live out his life behind bars for killing those five. If you don't know the story quickly, Oropeza was firing rounds in his backyard in a place called Cleveland, which is about 45 to 50 miles outside of Houston. This happened Friday night. When a neighbor asked him to shoot further away because a baby was trying to sleep, Wilson Garcia was that man, the father of a one-month-old baby, said he called the police after he just absolutely refused. Then 10 to 20 minutes later, he came up to the house, started firing. Garcia's wife was standing at the door. She was shot and killed point blank. 9-year-old son, point blank, boom, killed in the front room. And then several others making up the five. There were a lot of shots that were fired. There were some other injuries. So everybody was shot from the neck up, execution style. So heinous. And this is another story of a neighbor where he was talking to the wife, was friendly enough, helped cut down a tree, and then it ends this way. They've been searching for him since that shooting. There's even $80,000 in reward money up for tips that would lead to the suspect. And there were just hundreds of law enforcement officers of all types, from local and state agencies, the FBI, U.S. Marshals were closing in. They were using drones, scent tracking dogs in this search. He fled on foot. They found his cell phone. They found clothes near the house in a dense forest. Then after that, they could not find him. They even recovered the AR-15 style rifle that was used in that attack, but they could not find him. So lots of stories started to come out about him. He had been deported four times since 2009, and it really was a nightmare for that family, for the state of Texas, for the governor, for everybody, because it was day after day after day. So thank goodness someone had the tip. They found him. He didn't hurt anyone else. That is the good news there. Let's see justice get served up. U.S. troops, as I mentioned, 1,500 active duty at the U.S.-Mexico border to help with the surge of migrants. And why is that? I mean, now these troops, of course, won't be involved in any kind of law enforcement things, but they'll be able to file a request by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol for detection and monitoring, all that data entry, warehouse support, things that take up manpower because they think they're going to need much more of it. They're there 90 days until the Department of Homeland Security can do what they have to do, which is hire contractors to fill in whatever those gaps are, because they know that there's going to be a big push here since all bets are off, meaning there's going to be a massive flood of humanity to get across because they won't be stopped because of a law that kicks out that was put in the Trump era because of COVID. So now, poof, that's off the books. Altogether, there are 2,500 National Guard, by the way, forces at the border as well. Get ready, I think, seriously, for an avalanche of humanity, and the debates, which never stop, will probably get a little bit louder over what is supposed to happen here, because it's going to be about getting more people hired, contractors, and seeing how quickly people can be processed. But that's the problem after all. That's the big, big problem. All right, the other thing that is being discussed so much, every time I pick up anything, any physical magazine or paper or whatever the headlines happen to be, you know what the headlines are about? They're about Fox News and Tucker Carlson. So there's a Rasmussen poll that shows that Carlson is more popular than Fox News. His ratings, where he was at 8 o'clock for Fox, have plummeted since he's been gone, which has only been a handful of weeks. So 59% of the people surveyed so they had a favorable view of Tucker Carlson compared with the 52% for Fox. More people believe his departure is going to make Fox worse, not better. Among Republicans, which is really the core audience, 47% said letting Tuck go would make Fox News worse, compared with just 13 who said otherwise. Remember, Fox News said, I guess it was Monday, that they had agreed to part ways with Carlson less than a week after settling a lawsuit over their 2020 election reporting. The network said in a press release that the last program of Tucker Carlson's Tonight had aired on Friday. So once that aired, that was it. You know, on the 28th, once that aired, he was gone. And then this now has been what's happened. Well, actually, the week before that. So the survey of 900-plus of U.S. likely voters, by the way, was conducted the 25th to the 27th. And, of course, there's always that margin of sampling the error that could happen there. But isn't it interesting? 55% of conservatives had a favorable impression of Carlson. Only 18% of liberals and moderate voters share that opinion. 48% of liberals have a very unfavorable view of Carlson. But that's not the audience Fox was after, and that's not where they were getting those juicy big ratings, because it's not surprising that he was popular, and especially how he self-identified. So the facts are the facts of what the actual ratings are, and the ratings have just cratered significantly. Will that even out? At some point, will it level out? Who knows? Stay tuned for what Nielsen and the others have to say about that a couple of weeks more into this. All right, more odds and ends of things that have happened across the country coming up on the flip side.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Went on strike in Hollywood, that would tap into odds and ends, I would say. Not type, because nobody's typing anything new out there on the left coast, as they call it, except for the picket line. So over 11,000. It's been 15 years since there's been a writer's strike, and that last writer's strike lasted 100 days. So already late-night talk shows, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, they're poof out. They're going to do the rerun thing because their writers are not going to cross the picket lines. And the bottom, I think, line in all of this is writers say they're not being paid enough. They work long hours. They don't get a lot of residuals on recurrent episodes on TV. Streaming, I think, changed a lot of that, the streaming era. Plus, now you have to compete with AI. So think about that. There is so much conversation about AI and what's happening with artificial intelligence into the future. So the strike will hit TV series and movies scheduled for release later this year, if it continues anyway. And this is the Writers Guild of America and the Studios Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The WGA said that the studio's response to the proposals were insufficient. And it is a crisis that the writers are facing, and that the demands are not unreasonable. Like I said, this happened in 2007. You know what it cost the entertainment industry? I mean, that's Los Angeles, so much of L.A. But not just there, because things are filmed maybe in some of your backyards. A lot of things are filmed. For example, in Georgia, there are a lot of things that are filmed in Florida. There are a lot of things that are filmed in lots of nooks and crannies across the country, and that means money being pumped into whatever that local economy is. But especially in L.A. or especially in New York. It also means what I call the people that really make things run, the grips, the people that light things, all kinds of what goes into any kind of a production. They've got mouths to feed. Boom, they're out because the productions aren't going. They're not going. So with no writers, that means everything else eventually starts to crater. For example, a popular television show was set to get started filming, and Abbott Elementary is the name of it. That's going to get pushed back, and it depends on how long it goes. Right? I mean, we're in the gig economy, and what the WGA, I guess, is worried about, and I can see this, if you make your life on writing, and we've had people on this show who are screenwriters, we've had people that do television writing, and they've talked about that to us over the years. I mean, just even recently, we had a big conversation about what happens out there, and I'm talking about Los Angeles. So there's a set number of writers that studios hire for a specific period of time, whether needed or not, and that's like part of what this whole thing is about. You know, you think of Netflix, for example, and for decades, writers had been paid residuals from the reuse of whatever the material is, like television reruns, DVD sales, and that's a lot. But streaming is different. They get a fixed annual payout, even if their work is like a smash hit like Stranger Things, and it's streamed by hundreds of millions of viewers around the world. That is not a residual for them, to give you the idea of that. So where this heads will affect other people connected to the profession. So, meaning, like I said, the grips, the people who light, the people who drive people, the people who feed the people on the sets, all of them will be touched by this. So now you think about ChatGPT. This is putting some information in, come up with a plot. Hey, give me a story, murder mystery, about a guy who comes in and then what happens in the courtroom and then the drama. And ChatGPT will pump something out, right? Is it as good as a writer? I would say no now, because if you get really creative, good writing, I think there's elements you could pump into AI and it would generate and spit something out, but I think you still need the human element at this point. However, 100 days or week after week after week, and then being stuck and not finding whatever that middle ground is, if there is a middle ground here, this could be a long one. So there might not be anything but reruns as far as especially late night comedy is concerned. I'm sure some of you are rolling your eyes and saying, good, I didn't like this person, I didn't like that person. But it does affect all those people on those sets too. All right, speaking about who is affected by numbers and not liking them and then liking some of them, and look, did we not say a million times what was it looking like for 2024 that Biden and Trump are running again? And you look at all the polls, and most of the polls, you can plug them in any way you want, are showing that these are the two that are left standing. These are the two that are running against each other. And what are the tickets going to look like? Now, I was thinking about this the other day. One thing that's going to be different, of course, is Trump's running mate. It's not going to be Mike Pence, so he's not going to be on that ticket. In fact, he wants to maybe run for president. So who is going to be on the Trump ticket that helps a little bit more, that pushes him a little bit more over the top? I mean, a VP can be detrimental or helpful, and forget everything that happened, but an actual running and deciding to run and all of that, Pence wasn't a liability in that first go round at all. So who is that person going to be? For Biden, Kamala Harris has been the VP and is where is Kamala Harris? Like, where is Waldo? So is she still helpful to the ticket? I don't see it. They're not going to make a change there. But in the case of Trump, there is a decision to be made. Who is that going to be? And it's all about money. At this point, it's about big fat cat dinners where you have 150 people attending that shell out thousands to be at private dinners, either with the current president or with the former president. Right? That's a big part of the whole donor outreach, is getting people to these dinners and making headway when it comes to whatever the war chest is. And getting enough money that you can put up the ads that are necessary and buying the media that help when you're in the throes of a campaign. And this is the time, because these ads cost a lot of money. So raising money is such a big part of running. And this rematch is going to be all about that. Trust me. It's going to be all about whatever the big bumper sticker is that you see on the tube, that you hear on the radio, that you see all over the place. The current president and his predecessor. Who has the advantage here? Trump already has a pretty big war chest. He's getting a lot of money, not only from big donors, but also a little bit of money here and there from people who are just sending $20, $30. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are doing that. Whew. So in the meantime, one thing the former president doesn't have to deal with is whatever current policies are, other than to attack them. In the case of Biden, this no debt ceiling even negotiation could be deadly to him, because it's going to affect a lot of people if the government defaults and doesn't pay its debts. And you got tick, 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 less than 30 days. I mean, the debt limit was increased 3 times under Republican former President Donald Trump. There wasn't an issue there. It didn't become an issue, but it is an issue here. And it's part of what Biden wanted to go through, is tied to the debt ceiling. So at this point, you have, and you had, 4 Senate and House of Representative leaders, 2 fellow Democrats, 2 Republicans that are going to the White House next week, because the Treasury isn't pulling any punches, warning that we will be short of cash, yo-yo, to pay the bills as soon as June 1st. So there's conversations that have to happen about what do they want to do with this, because it is a huge issue, and there's no flexibility at this point. Is the president going to be more flexible? Even Mitch McConnell told reporters there is no solution to the debt ceiling problem in the Senate, while confirming he is going to go to that meeting on May 9th. Your thoughts coming up next as we head to the mailbag.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you. USA News update. The Biden administration is sending active duty troops to the southern border ahead of the expiration of Title 42 next week in anticipation of an influx of illegal immigrants.
These 1,500 military personnel who will be sourced from the active duty component will fill critical capability gaps such as ground-based detection and monitoring, data entry, and warehouse support until CPB can address these needs through contracted support.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says that will allow Customs and Border Protection officers to work in the field without being saddled with desk work. Former President Trump says he may skip at least one of the first few Republican presidential primary debates. He says he's either skipping the first debate in August in Milwaukee or the second at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. And Wall Street closed down today as investors prepare for another interest rate hike. The Dow lost 367 points. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, let's jump right into it. Doug, listening to us in the great state of Texas, says, "Hey, Kate, this just happened a few hours ago. I jumped on the internet as I will be hitting the road. I won't have a chance to call in, but thank goodness. The scumbag that upended the people's lives outside of Houston has been caught, and I hope that he gets more than life in prison if there is such a thing. It is so sad to think that a neighbor, I don't care who you are or what your ethnic background is, any of that, would go to the porch, just start executing people that he had helped cut down a tree, had conversations with, all because he just couldn't move his butt over to the other side of the property to do his drunk shooting. And as a result, a 9-year-old boy is dead. As a father of a 9-year-old, I don't imagine the heartbreak of that. And I feel so sorry for that boy's father. Absolutely. I mean, you summed it up right there, Doug. It is an atrocity. Yes, we know that. Yes, they knew each other. Yes, he simply went over to say, we have this baby. Gosh, can you go to the other side of the property and shoot there? And it was enough to trip his trigger, and boom, there you go. And, of course, there were reports that he was drinking, so you fuel that, add that into it. But there's no excuse, there's obviously, and it is just a heinous thing. All right, Joe says, hi, Kate Delaney and listeners of America Tonight. I know that you talk about cars here and there, and I love to hear your car conversations. I love the story of your car and how much money you've had to pump into it, including getting a new engine, because that just goes to show you, you're right, having a good mechanic can be priceless. I heard you talk about that one night on the show, Kate, and I was looking at these new Mustangs, the Mach-E. They're just beautiful looking, and the price of them keep coming down. If they keep pulling that price down enough, I may be tempted, as my beauty is on its last legs. Wow. So I'm thinking about that, processing that, because that was the end of that email. And I think what you're talking about is the Tesla, you know, like Tesla is the leader in the EV sales. So this Mustang Mach-E is an electric SUV, and they cut the prices already six times. And that's big, because, you know, you're talking about $3,000 or $4,000, maybe even $5,000 less. That is very, very big. And there are no other price cuts that I've seen anywhere for electric vehicles. And I know that F-150 is popular, that the F-150 Lightning pickup is people have it on their list. They're waiting, waiting, waiting. And so much is with EV sales, what's happening with Tesla. So, I mean, look, Ford gets most of its business, of course, from gas-powered cars and trucks. And with the cuts, I would think that their results for that have been pretty good with that Mustang. So if you do, Doug, decide to do it, you're going to be in line for a while, I have a feeling. My brother was getting a Volkswagen EV, and his buddy, a contractor buddy, even put in one of the things that you need to charge, a charging thing at their house. And he's been waiting for... He was supposed to get it first in last fall. Nope. Supposed to get it at the beginning of the year. Nope. And it keeps, and he needs a car. I mean, so now his car is, talk about on your last legs. So he's waiting, waiting, waiting. And it may be that he has to turn to something else. And see, this kind of brings up in a roundabout way, just quickly, I'll throw it out there. That's the problem of people now. All of a sudden the price gets better, the price point, and they decide, okay, I'll make one of my cars an electric vehicle, and then they can't get it because of the backups in production, and it just keeps getting pushed and pushed. And I've heard that from a few people. All right, so let's move on to this one from Trip, who says, Kate, you know, it's interesting looking at Ron DeSantis. I think when he was talking about running, you mentioned it. His book comes out. He's doing this little tour. He's a decent-looking guy with an attractive wife and young kids. He's popular in Florida. Some of what he says resonates with the masses. And then he says some things that just don't make any sense. But he is not making much of a dent in the polls, and he hasn't officially announced. I think that Trump really ends up getting the Republican nomination no matter who runs. What do you say? I think at this point you nailed it. Unless there's somebody else who decides they're going to run and they're too irresistible, they're just the perfect candidate, that it sways everything, whoever that person is. And I can't come up with somebody right now. I can't think of anybody that does that, that offers that alternative, that there's just no way that with these primaries people aren't going to vote for whoever it is. I mean, I made a list and I looked at them a couple of different times, and it's the same names that we've heard. That's why you have people that were surrounded Trump, who are part of his cabinet, who are talking about running. The VP, the ex-VP, really heavily talking about running. And will they actually make some noise? They might in a primary, but I don't see them winning it. I don't. All right, this one is from Kevin, who says, debt ceiling, schmet ceiling. Ugh. What is wrong with the people that we elect? We pay their salaries, and yet, as you said the other night, Ms. Delaney, how come if we know this has been a problem, there's even a policy, as you mentioned, in place since 1917, why aren't they trying to tackle this head on before we get to any of these crisis points? You know that you're going to have a stalemate between these parties, so not pay the bills and have everybody else fall flat because of it, have the consumers affected by it when already we're dealing with the possibility of a serious recession? Yeah, I mean, I can't add anything to it. You just echoed what I have been saying. I don't get how they get a pass when you're there. There should be some special committee. I mean, for goodness sake, there's all these committees. There's subcommittees where, yeah, and yes, they have budgetary committees, but specifically you work on where this red flag pops up seemingly almost every year. And if it's not every year, it's every couple of years. So this is nothing new, right? It's the same old, same old. And we're bound to keep making the same mistakes because it's going to be tied to policies no matter who it is, it seems. Although it wasn't an issue in when Trump was president. Three times they raised it because it wasn't a political hot potato at the time. If it becomes that, it's hard to get out of it, and that's what's happened now with the debt ceiling. So it's like somebody said to me, all right, what does it mean if this happens? Well, Social Security payments, 66 million people who are retirees, disabled workers, they get monthly Social Security benefits. You paid in, you get the benefits. Imagine that. The average payment for retired workers is over $1,800 a month. So two-thirds of the people rely on Social Security for half of their income. That would be frozen. They could be delayed in a debt default scenario. I mean, the Treasury could still make the on-time payments, but they could be delayed. There's the possibility of that. I mean, benefits are disbursed four times a month, on the third day of the month and three Wednesdays. So $25 billion a week is sent out. So even a short delay would be a burden because you got to pay health care, food, rent, utilities. You know what that is like. And then veterans benefits, federal employees. Paychecks could be delayed. And a lag in payment when you have to call a mortgage company, they don't care. Oh, by the way, because we're in this debt ceiling problem, I can't make... No, it doesn't matter. There has to be some sort of predictability. And then financial markets take a hit because during any kind of a crisis, they watch and see what's happening, and that's what makes stocks tumble. And, of course, a big one is borrowing costs. You need to get some money to get a house or other kind of credit that you need, and the cost of borrowing money and paying off debt would rise significantly. So that makes it tougher to get approved for lines of credit. And banks would be more selective about who are they giving the money to, because their cost of borrowing money rises. So that limits the amount of money they can lend out. And that's just the overall economy that we look at. I've talked about it many times. The damage would be done if the default lasts for about a week, then close to 1 million jobs would be lost. A lot in the financial arena, which is hit by stock market declines. And then, of course, unemployment rate jumps. Well, you get it. So I've just given you all the reasons, all the things that we've talked about in the past that would be affected by it. Oh, anybody depending on a check and not getting a check, not getting a check, not getting a check, that would be really tough because there is no IOU to the electric company, to the water company. Especially paying a mortgage, paying rent. The federal government right now is screwing us all over because of this whole debt ceiling thing. And we got to pay our bills, but we don't have the money. And there is no compromise. Yeah. And good luck trying to get to a human. They'll be cutting off your power before you know it.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
These days to figure out when are you going to take that trip to the beach. And a lot of people take the trip to the beach in many of the spots around Florida on the east coast of Florida, which would be the Atlantic side, or they like the Gulf side. And of course you have this huge blob of sargassum that is floating in the direction of an already hit in the Keys of the east coast. But it'll come back around to the Gulf of Mexico, too. And that means that rotten egg smell will permeate all the beaches. Plus, you know when you're laying there on your blanket or you're sitting in your chair and you're chasing the kids like, ooh, yeah, we saved up. We're so excited. We're here on the beach and then we're going to Disneyland because we want to go see the new Potter stuff. And we want to go see Star Wars or whatever it is the kids want to do. And in the meantime, to go in the water, you got to cross over treacherous terrain, either this rotten egg-smelling sargassum, or here's the new phenomenon. You ready for this? Imagine fighting off the blue blob. Boom! Exactly. The mic drop moment. Spring break in Florida got a little bit dangerous, and they think it's going to hang around. Hundreds of deadly Portuguese man of war. And what it is you look at it and it seems like it's clear, like, well, that's not that big tentacled thing you have to watch out for, but it is, right, kind of in disguise. It does look like this weird blue blob, kind of clear, definitely clear with blue in it, and it's been showing up all over the place, you know, like Melbourne Beach, large numbers of it. You know, what's the phenomenon? How did this start? And that innocent appearance, it's not innocent. I mean, it's got this part of it that if it wraps itself around you, it can sting you with a powerful punch. I mean, excruciating pain that will run through your body. And I'm sorry that if it was the blue blob and me and the water, I'm not going past the blue blob. And if I have kids, they're not jumping over the blue blob. So this marine creature has been around for a long time, since the 18th century. It was a Portuguese warship that what happened was all these people that were on this ship, the ones that fell over, all of that, they were stung, and then they named this, you know, the Portuguese man of war. And sometimes people step on them when they've washed up on the shore. And what it leaves behind, just so you know, you see these things, don't do it. It's like this red rash with these bumps all over the place. I mean, just deadly, the pain that soars, and you are trying to figure out, what is this? You know, what is this? It's got this venom-filled stuff, and you do not want to deal with it, because there is a way to take some of that sting out, and you don't want to know what it is. It has to do, I mean, if it was really bad and you were remote and you couldn't get to, you know, one of those special care centers or whatever, it has to do with urinating. If somebody urinated on the spot, that would take some of that pain out. And that pain, I've had friends that have been stung. They say, and I'm talking about like the Portuguese man of war, they say it's incredibly painful. They almost cannot describe the pain. It's just that bad, the sting. It's just awful. And I was looking at some pictures somebody sent me, actually, of them. And if you see them blown ashore, go swim in the pool. Go to the hotel pool. Just give up. You sit there on the blanket if you want. But, boy, do not try to play hopscotch and jump over them, because so many of them are in the water, too. And just stay away from them. I think you don't want to take the risk of it. I know two people that have been stung. Oh, one was so bad, and there was nothing we could do. Get to the hospital and have to deal with excruciating pain, and it really is. And it's not just, poof, here, take this antibiotic, and it goes away. It stays with you, stays with you. All right, not to be a Debbie Downer here at the end of the show, but the story is this, that you just never want to hear when it comes to somebody getting married, is the story like this one in South Carolina, where a bride had gotten married and hours later a drunk driver killed her. So you see the pictures of this couple, just beautiful couple, dancing and the happy smiles, all of that. And it's a beach that I went to with the Hubs. It's a very popular beach, Folly Beach in South Carolina. Put it on your list if you've never been there. It is a beautiful, beautiful beach. And it was a very happy day, of course, for these newlyweds. Samantha Miller is specifically the woman, 34 years old, and she died when she was hit by a drunk driver there in Folly Beach as she left her wedding reception. And, boy, she was in kind of a golf cart-style sort of vehicle with her husband, and the drunk driver hit them. It caused the cart to roll a couple of different times, and there were passengers that were injured too seriously, including the new husband, but didn't die, but she died. Ugh. And they had this sort of golf cart thing that said just married on it, and it was just mangled and whatnot. And when you roll like 100 yards, I mean, that's what you're going to end up with. So this 25-year-old was just drunk out of his mind, charged with one count of reckless homicide, three counts of felony DUI, resulting in great bodily harm. So 65, actually it was a young girl, she was going in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, she was going 65. And so you think about what that would be like when you hit a golf cart type thing, where I know what they're talking about, there's more seats in it, and it really is like a golf cart. And of course, that's low speeds. And they're allowed to be on these highways on the side. So they were doing what they were allowed to be doing. They were legally on that road off to the side when they got hammered. Ugh. Being the first responder there, making those calls, I don't envy. Thank goodness we have people that are willing to do it. But I don't envy anyone that job of having to deal with it and the hysteria of that, and then having to toss it off to someone who has to make that, that call to family members that were just at what is supposed to be one of the happiest days of your life, and people are elated, I mean, overjoyed, excited. Hey, this has happened, and we've come from all over the place. And then you get that terrible, terrible news. A lot of news is happening when it comes to King Charles. Do you care about the coronation? Are you going to watch every ounce of coverage? Probably not. I don't see a lot of you in this audience. You might tune in a little bit, be curious about some of it. So with the death, finally, of Queen Elizabeth II, in September, it has now led to Charles, who's the heir to the throne, officially crowned in a very religious ceremony, by the way, on May 6th. Crowds are starting to already line up to get their spot. Westminster Abbey and the surrounding streets of central London is where you have this British pageantry that pours over. And, of course, his ascension, that's what they call it, took place when the Queen died, and there's a somber period, especially for the longest reigning sovereign, and now here it is 8 months later, and now it's different. It's supposed to be, okay, now you can celebrate. It's been long enough, and coronation is about crowning. It's about taking the crown, and so Buckingham Palace is getting ready for all of that. And that happens, like I said, on May 6th, 6 a.m. Eastern is when that kicks off, probably coverage all over the place in the United States. You can tune in anywhere. I'm sure CNN, all the cable networks will have some of that. And, boy, lining up already. So that would be interesting, right? Like, you stay here with the seats, so I'm going to find the loos somewhere.
Oh,
all right, Jeremy Paulson, thanks for your excellent work on the technicals. Be safe, be sane, be happy, people. This is the way.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.